Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and hello everyone and welcome on to the show. I am your host, Anna Black, and tonight we're going to hang out a little bit with Mr. Craig Stafford and get to know him and get to know about his literary works, Think Happy. Before we get into our interview segment of tonight, I want to take a little time out to congratulate our AAMBC award winners this year for 2012. Winners were announced at the Baltimore Book Festival over the weekend, Sunday, the 6th. So I want to take a moment to share with you some of our winners and give them a special congratulations on the win, and you guys hopefully will get to see a couple new authors on the ballots next year, so we'll see. First up, we do have the AAMBC Literary Award winner for Author of the Year, and that went to Miss Tiffany Ashley. For Breakout Author of the Year, it went to Mr. David Weaver. For Indie Bookstore of the Year, it went to Deja Vu Book Lounge. Magazine of the Year was given to Essence. Book Club of the Year was given to Divas Divine. Indie Publisher of the Year was given to Life Changing Books. Street Lit Winner of the Year was Quan. For Port of the Year, it was Julia Press Simmons. Male Author of the Year went to Ewan Williams. Romance Author of the Year went to Ms. Donna Hill. Female Author of the Year went to T. Styles. Christian Fiction Author of the Year went to Kimbla Lawson Roby. For Reader's Choice Award, it went to Jessica Miller Epps. Urban Book of the Year also was taken by Quan for Eviction Notice. The Nate Holmes Honorary Award went to Treasure E. Blue. So we just want to take a moment to send a big, huge congratulations to AAMVC Literary winners for the year of 2012. And we are anxious to do it again next year. So, and hopefully we will be announcing the nominees and, I mean, the winners at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival next year, because we plan to do it every year. I was, unfortunately, couldn't make it this year. I was saddened by it, but I wasn't allowed to get out there. But hopefully you guys will see me there next year. But big congrats to all the winners. And we're going to go ahead and get started and move over to our show and introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest is Mr. Craig Stafford. He is the author of Think Happy. Mr. Stafford, if you can hear me, say hello and welcome on to the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
We are great tonight. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm glad to be on the show tonight.
I'm glad to have you, definitely glad to have you, and to introduce, as we call newcomers. I get excited when we get newcomers because, you know, it's like a new experience, new author, somebody's bringing something new to the table. So congratulations
you.
On your book release.
Thank you.
And before we get started talking about your book, give us just a little background on you, the Craig Stafford that's not the author. Give us a little background on you and where you're from and things like that.
Okay, well, I'm Craig Stafford. I am the youngest out of three siblings. I'm located in Miami, Florida. I come from a Christian background. Well, most of my family are ordained ministers. I am an ordained minister myself, as well as a motivational speaker, life coach, and I also do holistic healing as well. I come from humble beginnings. I would say that I come from a background where, although I grew up in a Christian home, I was suffering internally to the point where I became an at-risk youth. Early on in my youth, I suffered from anger issues. I was also labeled as having a learning disability. Went to a series of being kicked out of school. But, you know, thanks for grace and mercy and, you know, my faith, I was able to go to college and graduate college. So that's a little short synopsis of Craig Stafford.
Wow. Look at the product now. So
exactly.
You know,
exactly. I'm so excited for where I'm at right now.
Right. Sometimes you have to go through some things to have a testimony. So
we're glad you are where you are now. Yes,
so what motivated this step toward writing? Have you always been into writing, or what actually motivated you to sit down and say, okay, I want to write a novel?
Wow, that's a good question. I have always been into writing. I would say growing up it was more so creative writing and theatrical writing that led to poetry, spoken words, But as I say, I am an ordained minister. So getting to the point where Think Happy came about, there was one day I was studying, doing some spiritual studying, some motivational studying, and I came across a scripture in Philippians chapter 4 where it says, think on those things which are true, which are lovely, which are a good report. And at that moment, something clicked in my head, like the light bulb went off. And that's when Think Happy, Nine Thought Paths to Happiness was birthed. So that's where it comes from. It comes from Philippians chapter 4. That's the foundation of Think Happy, Nine Thought Paths to Happiness, as well as the birthing of my name, the Think Happy Guru. So that's a short synopsis of how the book came about.
So when you sat down to actually put your pen to the paper to write this book, did you have any publishing goals at that moment, or you just knew that you had a story, you had to get it out? Like, what was your motivation to publish?
At that moment, my motivation wasn't to publish. I was just so stirred, like on the inside. I was so stirred. My mind started racing, and I knew sometimes you just know, like, okay, if I don't write anything else down, I have to write this down. So it was one of those moments. And, you know, when I started writing and started writing and started writing, and to the point where it became chapters and outlines and everything started coming together, where when I started writing, I didn't have to write on it long, or the book didn't take a long time to write. It pretty much came to me at that moment. So I just was divinely inspired to the point where, you know how sometimes you write things and you move away from it and you really don't finish it. You know, at least I know I have that experience. But with this one, I was able to start it and finish it in a short amount of time. And for me, that was my indication, or that was a signal to me, that this was something that, okay, this is something that I am meant to do, that I am meant to write. Even if it was just publishing it for myself, I was able to do it.
Right. Now, when you did set out to publish, when you started your adventure to getting the book out there, what type of methods did you take? Did you try traditional first, or what was your method of publishing, and why did you choose that route?
When I got to the point where I knew I wanted to actually publish the writing, I automatically knew that I did not want to go the traditional route. I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to be a part of every step of the way. So I knew then that I wanted to be a self-publisher or an indie author. I knew at that moment. And so I went through the steps of self-publishing. I know some people, their choice is to do traditional publishing, and that has its benefits as well as its, you know, negatives and minuses. But for me, I wanted to go through the joys as well as the pain of saying, I wrote it, I published it, you know, this is mine, this is my baby, this is something that I birthed out. So I chose to go the self-publishing route.
Okay, which is not a bad route to take. A lot of people,
no, not at all.
They, you know, that's just also more so the way to go nowadays, because the traditional publishing houses is such a challenge now in this day and age to actually get a book deal. So those who are listening who are interested in publishing your work, do a little research. You know, don't be lazy about it. One thing I cannot stand is to get emails with people asking me how to publish, and I give them the basics, but they keep wanting more and more and more. You know, we can't tell you everything to do. You have to do some research for yourself and know the ins and outs of self-publishing. It's not difficult.
I agree.
You know, it's not hard, but, you know, a lot of people want it easy. They don't want to learn the business. But it is the better route to take. I do recommend it. And I've been published since 08, But now, even with my indie company, with 6 books, I'm still considering going to self-publish out myself because now I have my feet wet, you know. So
that's a great milestone for you as well. You know, to not only, you know, have your publishing, but to also have 6 books under your belt. I think that's a great milestone. And I think it's, you know, I think we have to just do the legwork ourselves because we get more of the joy and we learn through experiences. Of course, you know, it's good to, you know, ask help or assistance for someone that has been down the road that you're trying to go. But once we get that basic information, I think it's up to us to do the legwork, the research, because what may fit for me may not fit for someone else. So we have to find an angle that works for us. So I think, you know, it's awesome that we live in a do-it-yourself age. And with, you know, with technology and all the things that we have at our disposal, I think it's just, you know, we have more power in our own hands now versus the publishing houses and the publishing companies.
Right. And a lot of self-published authors are going to eventually just get these big publishing houses that run for their money.
I think so. Yeah. I think, you know what, it's happening like that across the board with film. You have independent filmmakers. You have, you know, independent music artists. You know, the indie route is no longer so underground as it used to be. It's becoming more and more mainstream, and it's something for people to, you know, really keep their eye on. I know I am.
So take us between the pages of Think Happy. Give us a little insight on what's going on, because I do understand it's a self-help based book, so more so than a novel. So give us some insight of this book. Like, tell us what's going on inside of this book.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I have to say that Think Happy, 9 Thought Paths to Happiness is a great book. And the reason why I say that, because I offer simple, everyday, practical tools that anybody can use, whether you're in grade school or whether, you know, you have a grandmother or a grandfather. It's written in a language where everyone can understand it and everyone can apply positive thinking to their life. And that's basically what Think Happy is all about. It's about the power of positive thinking. You know, people say, well, is that New Age or, you know, ultra spiritual or is it just the spooky stuff? And I want to say, no, it's none of that at all. It's practical, step-by-step, everyday tools that we can use to just basically have a better life. So that's the premises of the book. I wanted to write something for myself, and I also wanted to write something for people where they can go pick up a book and say, okay, I can use that tool. I can use that. Wow, okay, I never thought about health that way. I never thought about wealth that way, or belief, or truth, or inspiration. And these are some of the thought paths in my book. Or I never thought about love that way. And that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to share some positive thinking with whoever interested or whoever may not be interested and want to give positive thinking a try.
Right. So what are some of the feedback have you gotten from readers? And I always ask my guests to give us the positive and the negative, because no matter how great we think our work is, sometimes we have those little lemons. That have some negativity to bring to the table. So on both sides of the coin, what has been some of the feedback you've gotten on both ends from your book?
Oh, that's a good point. One of the positive feedbacks that I have gotten, the book has been described as the little engine that could. And we all know the story of the little engine that could. and it goes to, and I'll quote one of the famous lines from that whole childhood story. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. To the point where the little engine that could was able to actually do what he thought or what she thought that he or she would be able to do. So that's the positive side of Think Happy, and that's how Think Happy has been described on a positive point. On the negative point, I have heard comments of, it doesn't seem meaty enough, or it doesn't seem as if there's enough content in it. Some people like things that are more, or a book that's long, because the book is one of those quick reads. It's a quick read, you know, you can flip through it, and before you know it, you're at the back of the book. So for some people, it's not lengthy enough. It's like as soon as they get into it, they're finished. Some people I have heard where, like I was saying earlier, some people are just not into the whole, you know, thinking positive because there are so many stereotypes that's attached to it. So that's some of the good and the bad that I have received, which is a really, really good question. Because, you know, us, we think that, you know, when we birth something out that it's perfect, we're so biased, and we're supposed to be because it's ours. But I'm open to criticism, or at least I try to be open to criticism.
Right, right. Because trust me, it's going to happen. And we have to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good because some people, like you said, are just natural-born thinkers.
Right,
and I've learned
right.
along the way we cannot – you know, we can't win them all. We just do our best, put our best foot forward, and that's all we can do. That's all we can do.
And we live, and we live and learn, and the next time we take the feedback, the positive, the negative, the good and the bad, and it makes us even better authors. It makes us even better writers. So I'm on a path of being a better author, being a better writer. And, you know, that's what I would encourage the listening audience to strive for as well. Take the good as well as the bad, and put it together so it creates a flow in your life.
Right. So tell me, are you working on anything new? I know your book just recently released at the latter part of 2011, but are you working on something new? Do you have something coming out, coming up or coming out soon?
Well, like you said, the book was published September 2011, but I published it as an ebook. So right now I'm in the process of getting it in print version. I'm actually working on the print version of it, which I hope to have it released in July. So that's what I'm focusing on now. It was published as an ebook last year, and I'm working now to have it published as in print version. So that's basically what I'm doing now.
Okay. So do you have any upcoming events or any places that you're going to be in the near future where our listeners may want to come out and meet you or get a signed copy of the book? Or do you have anything coming up where you'll be hanging out or meeting and greeting with readers?
I don't have anything at this point coming out now, and that's why I'm really, really pushing getting the print version out, and the print version will open up the opportunities for me to have events in the near future, book signings, things of that nature, reaching out to just book clubs, bookstores. So that's in the process. That's in the making, early summer, late summer. So I'm really, really working on that aspect of the book, the print version of the book. With the ebook, you know, it has its you know, limits as well as, you know, it's good at the same time, but it has its limits as well. So I don't want to limit myself. So now that's why, you know, like I said before, just working on the print version, you know, trying to get that out to the public. And so it's more accessible to people.
Right. I do understand that. And what do you think about, well, you've been a newcomer. I'm still going to ask the question anyway. What do you think about print books versus e-books. Do you think that print books are going to come to a point where they're non-existent? Because a lot of people say, you know, there's no point even putting your book in print nowadays because mm-hmm. people have so many e-readers. So what is your take on e-books versus books in print?
Wow, that's a good question. I think that it may happen, but it's going to take time for printed books to be done away with altogether. And I guess what comes to mind for me is the evolution of music. And I think we can liken books to the evolution of music, going from 8 tracks, you know, records,
CDs,
you know, now we're at MP3s. So if we look at the evolution of music, and now we have the evolution of book, where we have e-books and audiobooks are even more popular than what they used to be, I think that can give us an idea of where the future of books is headed, or what it can be, what the literary industry can be.
Right.
But I think you're gonna always have those people that prefer an actual book in their hand, like just like you have some people they still have records, you know. So it all depends on a person, but I think technology is advancing so quickly and so swiftly that, you know, the game, you know, the literary game is completely changed.
Right, it has. You know what? And I when I first started noticing how Kindle, because a lot of people do Kindle way more than any other e-readers. One thing I could say, Amazon is on it. I love Amazon.
Yeah.
They own it. I'm like, oh, God, what's going to happen? You know, it's like you get less sign-ins. But we have so many other options with the e-readers because now the sign-ins that I do, a lot of people bring their Kindles and they let you sign their Kindle
mm-hmm.
case. And then they have this little link, I guess, through Twitter where you can actually do a Kindle graph. So they're trying to make it still personal. And now with so much technology, I have done meet and greets with book clubs via Skype or via Ubu. So
mm-hmm.
it's like it's so much so many things going on in this industry. And I'm like, yay, you know, it doesn't matter whether the print book stay or go. Because we still have that connection to readers now that we can get them to get our books regardless.
Where we can connect with people much quicker, much faster, and we can connect with more people than we ever thought possible through technology. You have YouTube now. Authors can have their own YouTube channel where you can do readings and post it on YouTube. I mean, there are so many ways that authors and writers can connect, you know, with, you know, their fan base, with potential fans. I mean, the sky is literally the limit now to what self-publishers and indie writers can do. And I think that's a big advantage for us, that with technology, you know, we have more power. We have more control. We have more access. And I think if we use technology properly, and a lot of it is free. That's the wonderful thing about it.
Yes,
social media, oh my God. Thank God for social media. I mean, it just opens the door. It opens up the floodgates to people that we could never reach otherwise or through traditional means. So, I mean, I would encourage, you know, writers, people that are thinking about writing. It's easier now. It's easier to go out there and actually do it. Because my thing is, you know what? We're all publishers anyway because we all have a story.
Yeah.
Our life is an open book. So what, you know, whether we have it in a written form or not, we're all publishers because we all have a story.
That's so true. So for your writing career or your writing path or journey as a published author, do you have any other genres that you may want to look to writing in the future? Because, some people are not in one box. So what other genres do you enjoy reading, and what other genres would you consider maybe your next genre or something you would like, a genre that you would like to write in?
Oh, that's a good question. I love street lit. and I love it. I have to admit, I love street lit. I also love erotica. And I actually write erotica. So I don't know if, I would venture out at this point to writing any street lit as far as getting it published, or, any, romance novels or, erotic poetry. But those are two literary genres that I enjoy. Those are two that come in my mind at this point. Street lit and erotic poetry, I absolutely love it.
Right. I'm starting to get more into the street literature because I do book reviews for AAMBC, and sometimes I'm like, at first I was getting books like, I do not want to read this, but then I start getting books that was street lit, like, for instance, Dealt
really
the Wrong Hand, by Queen BG, and that was a pretty good book. And then I read Cheetah by Missy Jackson, and I read My Kind of Girl by Michael McGrew, and all these books, I was like, these are five-star reads,
Right.
So I'm getting a little bit more into them now.
Street lit is really becoming really, really popular. I mean, it's kind of like dominating, especially in the urban market. Street lit is really, really popular in the urban market. So.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we do look forward to seeing and hearing more from you whenever you do release something new or you have something new coming out. Feel free to get in touch with us to come back on the show. We do have repeat guests.
I would love to come back. We want people to stay
informed and let them know what's out there, what their options are. Where can you be contacted at for listeners who might want to email you or visit your website or learn more about you and your books in the future?
Yes.
Are you on Facebook, Twitter? Share your media outlets.
Okay, I'm on Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook. Just type in Think Happy Guru. I'm on Twitter, Think Happy Guru as well. If you Google me, Google Think Happy Guru, and everything can come up. My website, this is very key, my website is More Life Lab. That's one word, morelifelab.com. And everything that you need to know is on my website, morelifelab.com. If you just want to check my book out really, really quick, you can go to amazon.com, type in Think Happy, and the author's name, my name is Craig Stafford. So just Google Think Happy Guru, and you'll find me.
All righty. Well, we thank you so very much for hanging out with us tonight,
Craig,
and sharing.
I enjoyed myself.
And we would love to have you back. And always, if you're not friends with me on Facebook, definitely search me out and become my friend, because we also do panel discussions where we have authors and readers come on and we talk about
general things,
publishing and things like that. So whenever you want to join a panel discussion, you're always welcome to join in with us and discussing some giving out, publishing tips and things like that. But I want to say congratulations, and I wish you all the success in the world. And I would definitely be getting and Think Happy
to you and your company as well. It's a quick read. It's a quick read that gives you power-packed, tools for positive thinking.
Now, I will say I'm going to download to my Kindle. I'm going to go ahead and get on my ebook. And I do post reviews when I get around to it But I understand, I don't care if it's 6 months now, you just see my review pop up. I will get to it because I have so many guests on the show, for one. So I get a lot of books. And plus, I do book reviews. So I always have something to read.
Right, that's wonderful. And I'm going to go on Facebook now and make sure I look you up and befriend you on Facebook, like your Facebook page. I'm going to do that right now.
Well, I thank you so much. And on my Facebook, it'll be under Authors Anna Black.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we do thank you for hanging out with us. We're going to go ahead and get ready to end the show. Did you have anything to add that I may not have asked? I almost forgot to ask that question.
I just want to leave your listening audience with this comment, that a happy life begins with a happy mind, and I'm just encouraging everyone to think happy from the Think Happy Guru, and that's what I have to say.
Thank you so much, Mr. Think Happy
Thank
Guru.
You
put a smile on my face, so we can't
wait.
Oh,
wow,
that.
Okay, great, great. Well, you have a great night, and once again, it was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just spent a half an hour or so with the Think Happy Guru, Mr. Craig Stafford. If you want to download his book, it is available on Amazon at $5.99. So go ahead and download that book to your website now. I mean, to your Kindle now. You can also catch him on Facebook at The Happy Guru. Just type that in and his trust in his page to come up. If you want to look for him on Twitter, of course, it's /ThinkHappyGuru. Also, you can catch him at his website at www.morelifelab.com. That's MORLIFELAB.com. And also, it looks like his book is available on the Nook, so check him out. Nook readers, you guys can check him out also and download him onto your Nook. Other than that, we will be back here on the 15th. On the 15th, we will have two authors join us that night. I'm just kind of waiting on the confirmation, so I do not want to announce their name, but we will be back here on Tuesday the 15th. Until then, you guys have a great night. I'm going to go out with a little CeeLo Green and Melly Fiona, so I will catch you guys back here next Tuesday. Until then, you guys have a blessed weekend.
touch.